Okay, just so I can be heard here. Okay, media news. New inspiration received. I am now hereby dutifully noting that down for future remembrance. So the thing now, I'm just describing how I see it now, okay? Tomorrow, maybe something else, but this is it now, okay? I was somehow drawn to start making the sandbox game again, and I'm starting to see that it could be something good that actually could draw an audience, and which then could point to and link to all kinds of places like Priorata.se, who is the author of the game, by the way, and Virtual Cosmos, and wherever that takes you. And I realize lots of that is already there, and it takes you also to the television, we'd have to add, where you find the inside looking out, right? So just tie those together, and that's already there. And when that text game is the sandbox, which takes place in the 60s, and you are, but you don't know it. No, actually, you are you, but in that town there is a boy called Pio, and he is mystically appearing there. Because, you know, this is what we are actually into here. This game here is this therapeutic regression session. And he is experiencing himself. You know, in such sessions you can mix all different history. What do you say? Time frames. So you will maybe see this boy, the age he is at that time, which is basically the age you are. Whether you are him or a friend of his, it's not clear yet. Something is going on, but then this boy, sometimes he's there lying on a square screaming when he's like one or two, making his mother completely panicking and extremely embarrassed. And sometimes he may even be older, coming through some time machine back to him, or time, space-time device. So it's a little fantastic, but it's all around the life going on here, in the past, in the present, and in the future. And that's what we gradually start realizing, that it's a game of transcendence. So part of that, the clue to that, you will find in the cosmology room there, where the janitor is doing his funny things. And that leads out into Virtual Cosmos, the website, or something like that. I mean, we could start just coming out in a 3D world, VR kind of world, eventually, from a text game. Kind of cool, isn't it? And so it's basically there, I mean, the basics of it, and Yeah. I think it's got a potential because now it's really tying together much of what is already there. And then I have this book, The Vedic Planetarium, that will sell through that. Through that virtual cosmos site or Vedic planetarium site, whatever. So yeah, does it sound like a plan? I think so. And then on that, I mean, we could just continue, we can add a Patreon-like crowdfunding thing there, to try and raise capital for financing movies or whatever. And it could also all of it be a foundation behind it. No people sticking out their faces and becoming some whatever. You will only find a teamwork when you start digging. That's how I want this to look. And there is this mystical janitor Priyavrata type there, and there nobody really knows who it is anyway, or nobody cares, because he's like a character in the story, and people realize what is important is the story. Because it's a story about us. And there's a book connected to it that maybe will become a film, and wow. So, even I, little guy talking these words with his mouth into a phone, can see that there is something brilliant here manifesting, and it sure comes from somewhere higher than me, because I'm just laying one little piece at a time of a puzzle, and is looking at it and going, wow, that looks cool. And I mean, that's everyone who's an artist knows that's pretty much what you do, right? You just stand there and get into the space or mood, whatever you call it, and get inspiration flowing up in there through you, your soul and body, and some creation manifests. And for me, I think it's important that the artists have a very important and wonderful role in society if they are wise. That's how I see it. an artist, a poet, a writer, a musician, somebody who is in possession of that, who is in contact with that inspiration, and who is able to create things that can touch people and move them and tell stories and, you know, make us all lost in those stories. If and when it happened and happens in the history of humanity that such people appear, such artists appear, who are actually also wise and enlightened, to put it short. Then there is hope for society. Because people in general, they don't really know, and this may sound condescending, but it's just a fact, how much those who are much, much smarter than us are able, with their superior intelligence, and I know it's very hard to accept the very thought that somebody may be much more intelligent than I am, and can therefore play with me like a, you know, like we tame a dog. But if we can accept that, then we can see what, first of all, can be done today. If this AI and what's going on, these extremely powerful tools out here on the media that we are all hooked up to, what it can do to turn humanity into a big herd of sheep. But also what it can do if used for spreading wisdom and healing and good ideas that benefit us all. And that's the thing, really, that's included in that. What I mean with wisdom is that it really starts with the knowledge that, well, we all want to be happy. Completely obvious truism thing. We all want to be happy. And happiness doesn't come from taking everything from the others and having it all for yourself. But when we are all happy, because when we are all happy, then you are happy too. And that's what counts, isn't it? Doesn't it? So if you're one of those billionaires, you have much more than you need. Those who are smart, they use the excess to make others happy, to heal the world, the planet, and just, you know, whatever ways they are convinced is the right way to do it. And thus they not only escape the curse of having more than you need at the cost of others, but you, when making others happy, everyone will love you and you will be happy, because happiness comes when we are loved. we have friends and who wish people who wish us well and who wants to do us well, they can do us much more well than we can do ourselves, even if we have all the financial resources in the world. That's wisdom, and there's nothing mystical about it. We just need to wake up a bit. Hey, wake up. Yes, you. Yes, me.